Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hello, I'm Carol Borderman, and this is Perfect 10. Happy Valentine's Day from me to you. I hope you will love today's questions. As always, I have puzzles and brain teasers, which will educate, entertain, and even on Valentine's Day, they will probably irritate you as well. 10 questions, 10 points, all done in 10 minutes. Now, it was on this Valentine's Day in 1991 that the extremely unromantic film, The Silence of the Lambs, that's me being Anthony Hopkins, by the way, was first released in US cinemas. It's based on a book by Thomas Harris, and it sees Anthony Hopkins play the cannibal doctor, Hannibal Lecter, a role he played two more times in the films Red Dragon and, of course, in Hannibal. Well, there you go. Right, it's time to get started with today's quiz. Here come today's questions. Question one is your starter for a perfect 10. And as it's Valentine's Day, we're starting with this. In Roman mythology, which god of love is often depicted as an infant carrying a bow and a quiver of arrows? What do you think the answer could be? The name of that god of love. Question two is our hearsay round. Listen to this audio mystery and see if you can find the title of a very famous UK top 10 single from 1977.
Checking in? Enjoy your stay, but be aware these lodgings do cover an entire US state of the southwestern seaboard. So do you need help finding your room?
Can you figure out that famous song? Hope so, for a point. Question three. Carol lateral thinking, and it's time to get excited because it's a maths question. If a greeting card shop has 750 cards and 225 of them are Valentine's Day cards, what percentage are not Valentine's Day cards? Start using your fingers, your toes, whatever you need. See if you can work out that percentage. Remember, of course, you can pause or rewind this quiz at any point you feel like you need some extra time. It's all allowed. It's not cheating. Time for question four and our memory round. Now, it's Wednesday, so we are going to do Where Are We Wednesday? And today we're going to learn all about the romantic city of Venice. Make sure you listen closely as a question will follow.
Good morning, everybody. It's time to start today's lesson. The city of Venice is located in northern Italy and was a major seaport during late medieval times due to its commercial and cultural links to Asia. Venice consists of 118 individual islands that are connected by bridges and canals, and more than 200 original canals have been linked together to form a dense urban network on either side of the curving Grand Canal. A major way of travelling around the city is the gondola. Gondolas have been used in the city for over 10 centuries. There are currently around 400 licensed gondolas in Venice, and only 3 or 4 new licenses are issued annually. The city is the birthplace of a number of notable figures, including Marco Polo in 1324, Vivaldi in 1678, and Casanova in 1725.
Well, there's a lot of information there, but do you remember the answer to this? The city consists of how many individual islands? Think back, see if you can come up with the right answer. Okay, questions 5, 6, and 7 are all part of what we call the three Fs: frivolous, familiar, and fun. Here's question 5, time for another F film? Love is an Open Door is a song from which 2013 animated film? Does that song title sound familiar? Love is an Open Door. Name the movie for me, please, for a point. Moving on to question six. In the UK, a platinum wedding anniversary marks how many years of marriage? Even if you don't think you know this one, it's definitely worth a guess. I just need the number. Question seven now. In the Western Zodiac, what star sign does a person who was born on Valentine's Day have? I think for some of you this would be a very easy question, but for others it could be quite tricky, so good luck, everyone. Is that perfect 10 score in touching distance, by the way? I hope so. But question eight, two in, two out, you'll need to swap and spell. Here comes the question. Which two letters can you change in the word section, S-E-C-T-I-O-N, to make something that isn't real? Change those letters and try to find that word. Question nine is the round we call, I know this, but let's find out if you do. Who wrote the novel Lady Chatterley's Lover? It's a very famous book, but do you know who wrote it? For a point. And we're almost there, it's question 10. Time for today's anagram. Which 1981 UK number one single is an anagram of avoid nettle? Avoid, A-V-O-I-D, nettle, N-E-T-T-L-E. I think this is a tough one, to be honest, but see if you can figure it out. And that, everybody, is today's 10. Gosh, that went fast. Don't forget to follow or subscribe so you don't miss tomorrow's podcast. It will load automatically if you do that. 10 questions, 10 points, all done in 10 minutes. So did you crack it? Did you get a perfect 10 score? This is where we find out. Here come the answers.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Question one. In Roman mythology, which god of love is often depicted as an infant carrying a bow and a quiver of arrows? And the answer is the god of love is Cupid. Cupid was the son of Mercury, the winged messenger of the gods, and Venus, the goddess of love. Cupid's counterpart in Greek mythology is Eros, E-R-O-S. Question two was our hearsay round, and I was looking for the title of a UK top 10 single from 1977.
Checking in? Enjoy your stay, but be aware these lodgings do cover an entire US state of the southwestern seaboard. So do you need help finding your room?
Hearsay, say what you hear. And the answer, the song, the magnificent song was Hotel California by, of course, the Eagles. I love that song. The Hotel California album is one of the biggest selling records of all time. Question three was a maths-based Carol lateral thinking question. If a greeting card shop has 750 cards and 225 of them are Valentine's Day cards, what percentage are not Valentine's Day cards? The answer is 70%. 225 is 30% of 750, which means that 70% of the cards are not Valentine's Day cards. Question four was our Where Are We Wednesday memory question. We were learning all about Venice, and I asked you, the city consists of how many individual islands? Could you remember the answer? The city, Venice, consists of 118 individual islands. Well done if you managed to recall that. And if you haven't been, I strongly recommend it. Question five, we moved into the three Fs. Love is an Open Door. It's a song from which 2013 animated movie? Well, the movie was Frozen. And if you have young children, I think there's a good chance you might have got that one right. Question 6. In the UK, a platinum wedding anniversary marks how many years of marriage? Well, it marks 70 years of marriage. Wow. So well done if you said that, and even more well done if you ever have reached your 70th anniversary. Question 7, and we were looking for a sign. In the Western Zodiac, what star sign does a person who was born on Valentine's Day have? And the answer is the star sign Aquarius. As Aquarius occurs from around January the 20th until February the 18th. Question 8, and it's the answer two today's, two in, two out. Which two letters can you change in the word section to make something that isn't real? Well, if you change the letter S to an F and the E to an I, you get fiction. F-I-C-T-I-O-N. Question 9. I knew this. And I asked you, who wrote the novel Lady Chatterley's Lover? The author was D.H. Lawrence. And in case you were wondering, the initials D.H. stand for David Herbert Lawrence. And finally, question 10, our anagram. Which 1981 UK number one single is an anagram of Avoid Nettle? Did you get the answer? Well, the answer was Tainted Love by Soft Cell. So, did you score a perfect 10? If so, please let us know. If not, there's always tomorrow. And if that was the first quiz you've listened to this week, you can always go back, check out our previous shows from earlier in the week, as it really is a great way to earn some extra points. And let's be fair, it doesn't take long, does it? And if you want even more quizzes, why not check out some of our episodes from last year? There's over 200 of them over there. Now, remember to make sure you follow the podcast and you go across our social media channels at Perfect10Carol so you don't miss out on our bonus social content over there. I'm Carol Vorderman. That was my Perfect 10 for you. I really do hope you have a perfect day. Perfect 10 is produced by Talent Bank as part of the Acast Creator Network. Head over to shows.acast.com/Perfect10 for more information.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.